Nakibala, a shopkeeper on so-called Electronic Street in Kabul, sells TVs and DVD players.
Over the past 10 years, under the Karzai government, I would say 85% of people are using TVs, DVDs, radio, and other devices if they can access them. People are also interested in watching the news and other programs on TV.
The country now boasts 75 TV channels, 175 radio stations, and hundreds of newspapers and magazines. Yet behind the headlines lies another story. Since January, there have been 36 cases of violence against journalists, a 40% increase over last year. Footage from Tahar province shows a police officer just after he smashed a journalist's car. The officer told a television cameraman he was acting on orders from the local chief of police, who for a year has been repeatedly accused of assaulting and threatening journalists. The abusive police chief was fired in May, although journalists have criticized the dismissal as being a year late. Sadiq Siddiqui, the Interior Ministry's spokesman, says the government is very supportive of free media.
And we will support, fully support that. And that's the policy of the Afghan government. But unfortunately, in some areas there are some individuals who does not understand that reality and that policy and cannot implement that policy.
The Afghan Journalist Safety Committee, however, claims the government is the main perpetrator of violence against journalists. Committee coordinator Najib Sharifi says the international community's failure to speak out on the issue has given government officials the idea their behavior is acceptable.
A strong and adamant position of the international community about these concepts would create a perception in the minds of the Afghan government workers and non-state players who are usually behind acts of violence against reporters. It creates the perception that the international community is, you know, serious about this issue.
In a country like Afghanistan, where victims of violence can be killed for telling their stories, so can the journalists who assist them. One TV's show, Mask, seeks out women who have been abused and invites them on the show to tell their stories. Lawyers, Islamic scholars, and women's activists listen and respond to the victims' accounts. Mask producer Saroj Azmi has been targeted twice by the families of the victims who appeared on the show.
2 weeks ago, a husband beat his wife. Her hands and nose were broken, so she called me for help. Her husband went to jail and a divorce is in the process. I'm supporting and handling this prosecution and the family issues. Who will support this woman if I don't? This is my job.
In an already tense reporting environment, and with presidential elections less than a year away, media rights groups fear the number of violent acts against journalists will only increase. This is Bethany Matta in Kabul for VOA.